USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a Category 5 storm. Hurricane Dorian is now ripping up the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says the storm is unprecedented.
This is the worst storm that's ever hit the Bahamas already. You add to that, it's basically just going to sit here for a day and a half with 185 mile per hour winds. It's really mind-boggling. It's scary and excruciating to watch how slow this storm is moving.
National Weather Service meteorologist Joel Klein says even if it doesn't hit the Florida coast, the storm surge will be major.
Along the southern portions of the central coast of Florida, 2 to 4 feet in storm surge, but in the part of Florida that has the little bump out, that's looking like about 4 to 7 feet of storm surge.
South Carolina's governor has ordered a mandatory evacuation of the coast. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Vaping companies are worried after health officials sound the alarm. USA's John Hunt has more.
Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states.
Former Defense Secretary James Mattis is speaking publicly for the first time since resigning. He was asked by CBS about serving in the Trump administration.
He's an unusual president, our president is, and I think that especially with the rabid nature of politics today, we've got to be careful. We could tear this country apart.
Mattis was interviewed on CBS's Sunday Morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Top movies at the theater over the Labor Day weekend. Angel has fallen once again at number one, grossing $11.6 million. The Good Boys, still at number two this week, grossing $9.2 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number three with $6.7 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, coming in at number four this week, grossing $6.3 million. The Overcomer is at number five, with $5.7 million. Ready or Not is number six with $5.6 million. And Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number seven at an even $5 million. Spider-Man Far From Home still on the charts, dropping down to number eight with $4.3 million. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is at number nine with $4.1 million. And almost tying it, coming in at number 10, The Angry Birds Movie, number two. In a new video update, Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek says he's finished his chemotherapy for pancreatic cancer and is now on the mend. He revealed his stage 4 cancer diagnosis in March, saying he planned to fight it. During treatment, he continued taping episodes for Jeopardy!, including a 32-game-winning streak from professional gambler James Holzhauer. Listen to the news anytime on your computer or mobile device at usaradio.com.